Hi, and welcome to this chat and demo of a new headset that I got recently, which was recommended to me by one of my Twitter followers, Hamish. And that is in respect to the SteelSeries Arctis, and that's ARCTIS 5 gaming headset. And the reason why this headset is so cool, and by the way, I'm actually using the headset to do this podcast, so you can get an idea of the audio quality when you're recording, is the fact that in effect it has two sound cards. One is called chat and one is called game. And basically the way it works is if you were using this gaming headset on your console, i.e. Xbox, for example, then you would have the sound of the Xbox, of course, of the game going through the game sound card. And then the other sound card, which not only has sound but also has the mic attached to it, if you like, is your chat option. So you can talk to your friends via audio chat at the same time listening to your game. And I'll give this one a tick. You can then control the volumes of each of those sound cards, lowering one or the other one via this little wheel that you can turn left or right to control each sound card's overall volume. So that's actually pretty cool. So in screen reader terms, particularly if you're using online VoIP services or the Zoom meeting platform, you could have, say, the game sound card set to your screen reader, and you could have the chat sound card in the headset set to your VoIP sound stroke chat via the microphone. So really, really cool. All right, so let me first of all go through a physical description of the gaming headset. So what you get in a box is a proprietary USB cable. And when I mean proprietary, I really do mean proprietary. It's not even a mini USB or a micro USB. It's SteelSeries' own proprietary cable. So the thing about that is do not lose it, otherwise you're in trouble. And this proprietary cable goes between that volume control I was talking about, between plugs into one side of that and the other end, then plugs into the special USB port in the left-hand side of the headset. And by the way, it's easy to tell the left and right parts of this headset because on the left-hand side you have all the controls and the right-hand earpiece, it's basically blank. There's no controls on that side anyway. All right, so you've got this proprietary cable going from the volume controller to the headset on one side, left-hand side. And then there's a fixed wire then goes from the other side of this volume controller to your PC, whether it's Windows or Mac, plugs into a standard USB port. So when you plug the whole headset in, so in effect you've got the USB cable coming out of the PC, the wire goes into the volume controller, and then that special cable then goes from the controller to the headset. And when your Windows or Mac detects it, you end up with two sound sources. As I said, it's called Arctis Game and Arctis Chat. Now, the actual volume control itself, it sort of reminds me, the shape of it is reminds me of slightly a guitar shape because it's not quite round. It's got that dip, a slight dip on either side of it that you'd find on the actual outside of a guitar. So not as pronounced, but it dips in a little bit. So almost like a figure eight, but again, not so deep when it comes in a little bit. And then on top of that bass part, you've then got this controller. And if I spin it to the left, and by the way, there's a little tactile dot on the top of this that if I spin it at 12 o'clock, and when I'm talking about 12 o'clock, I'm talking about the 12 o'clock where it lines up where that cable then goes and connects to the PC. So that's what I refer to as 12 o'clock. And if I spin it around to the right, so the tactile dot ends up at about, I want to say probably about 4 o'clock on a dial and it will actually stop. That's the gain or the volume gain for the chat side of the volume. And if I spin it back to the middle, I've got 12. And by the way, when you're at each of these points, you'll actually feel a physical mechanical click. So that means if you accidentally bump the volume control on the table, it's not going to move as much. So if I slide the control right over to the left-hand side, and I'm going to feel another click, and again, now the pointer is at about 8 o'clock, maybe even 7 o'clock on a clock face dial. That's the full volume for the game part for the sound card. Now, the way this works, let me put it back to the midpoint. So I said that's 12 o'clock. So at 12 o'clock, both the sound cards or both the sound sources coming out of your PC are exactly the same. So if I was listening to my screen reader and I was listening to a Zoom meeting, it's not the left and right speaker, it's the overall, both the sounds coming through both sides of the earphones, so left and right channel, but I'm going to hear both at the same volume. All right, so I'm going to hear my screen reader volume and the Zoom meeting volume at the same time. Now, if I turn my dial to the right slightly, what I'm doing is I'm increasing the volume of the Zoom meeting and I'm decreasing the volume of the game side of things that's on the left hand side, which means my volume of my screen reader is then lower than the Zoom meeting. Now, if I bring it back to 12, now this time I'm going to go to the left, so anti-clockwise. So as I do that, let's say I take it around to about 2 o'clock. I'm now increasing the volume of my game sound card, i.e. my screen reader, and I'm reducing the sound of the Zoom meeting. So if I'm in a Zoom meeting and let's say I hear an important email come through and I want to quickly check it with my screen reader, I can dial to the left on the volume controller and turn the volume in effect of the Zoom meeting right down because I've turned the dial to the left. Go and check my email with my screen reader. And then when I come back and I want to hear more of what's happening in the Zoom meeting, plus my screen at the same time, I could then turn the dial back to 12 o'clock midway, and then I can keep talking in the actual meeting. And by the way, on the headset, you've got two things to do with your microphone. You've got an extendable mic. So at the moment, I've pulled out the mic on its boom, and it's currently near my mouth. I tap it, and I'll do this in the recording. So if I slide it in, I'm now sliding the microphone on its flexible boom arm, and I can literally push it back inside of the headset so it's right out of the way. I just grab it, and you're going to hear it in the recording. Pull it all the way out again. I've now got it all the way out. And it's a flexible boom arm, so I can basically put it wherever I like near my mouth. So that's a really, really cool thing. And of course, if you're having a swig of coffee or something or tea, you can just push it away. And then when you bring it back, when you finish your cup, bring it back to where you need it. And then on the headphone on the left-hand side, where I said you had all the controls for the headset, if I come to the back of the headset, around about in the middle, down slightly, I've got an actual mute button. Now, when the microphone's on, the mute button is in. When I push it out like now, and about to count to three, and I've just pushed it in again, you shouldn't have heard me count from 1, 2, 3. And then below that mute button, you have a volume dial. Now, this is different from the volume controller, because I said the volume controller was to control how loud the two sources were diminishing or increasing between the game and the chat side of your source audio. The volume dial on the actual headset controls the overall volume for the headset itself. It's got nothing to do with that volume control wheel. And then if I come down to the bottom of the actual earphone on the headphones on the left-hand side, I've got two ports that I've got cables plugged in. So at the moment, the port, and this would be the front port facing the front of me is a 3.5 mil adapter, and I can actually plug that into any 3.5 mil device. I've currently got it plugged into my Lightning connector adapter into my iPhone SE here, so I can actually pick up my iPhone and I can actually hear it going from my headset right now, and that doesn't bleed through to the rest of what's happening with the gaming headset. And then the port just behind that 3.5 connector is that very special connector for that cable that goes from the volume controller to the headset. And just as a tip, the connection is not too bad to get into the volume controller wheel, but it's an absolute pain in the neck the first time you try it to get into the port in the headset, because the actual connector's indented inside a slot, and I just find it initially really, really hard to link up. So my advice to you is to you, when you get it and you finally get the cable put in, and who knows, you might get it first time and not have any issues, once you've got it plugged in, leave it in. There's no benefit of having it taken out. The other really cool thing, or the two really cool things about this headset in particular, is the top of the headset, so the band going across your head, is plastic. I'm just tapping it now. But below the band, there's like a soft cloth, sort of rubbery, sort of almost like a wetsuit type material. And of course, that has a Velcro on either end of it, where it goes around and attaches to, of course, each of the headphones themselves. And you can adjust that by pulling around the Velcro on either side, so you can adjust how tight you want the fit on your head. And what happens is that band, that soft band that's on your head, that's below the actual hard part of the headphones above your head. So you haven't got the hard surface of the headphones, even though they've got a rubber coating underneath it. That's not sitting on your head. This soft nylon-y type wetsuit thing is actually sitting over your head, so it's very comfortable. And then the actual ear cups of each earphone that are actually over your ears completely, they've got a very nice fabric feel to them, and extremely comfortable to wear. As I've been doing this recording today, I've been doing Zoom meetings for the last 4 hours, and I haven't had any issues leaving the headphones on. They're actually really, really good. They block out a reasonable amount of sound, but they're certainly not noise-cancelling headphones. You can definitely hear what's going on around you to some extent, but they do block out some sound. The other thing about the headphones is, and this is for visual people, you've got lights on the outer rim of each of the earphones on your left and right, which go through and cycle around through different lighting effects. Now, you can control that through software that you can install on your Windows or Mac computers. And with that, you can control like the bass and other sound qualities with the headphones. And you can also control the what types of lights show, if you like, are going on each of those earphones. If you don't touch or don't want to use the software, you don't have to. It'll just mean you're using the default sound, and you'll be using the default little light show on either side of your earphones. And my wife has told me that visually, it's quite a bit of a soft light to look at as it cycles between different colors. It's, you know, remember, this is a gaming headset, so when you're gaming, you're going to be looking very cool by using these headsets. I've got these cool lights on the side, like a disco effect in a way. Now, just I guess one final point. Remember, when you plug these directly as a normal headset into your iPhone, for example, via that audio cable, you're not going to be having the benefit of using those two sound sources, because that's really designed via the USB connection to your computer, whether it's a Windows machine or Mac. You do get an adapter that you can actually plug into the end of that special cable. So you take out the cable from the volume round controller, plug the adapter into the end of that cable, which then turns that cable into a 3.5 mil adapter. And then you can, of course, then plug that 3.5 mil part into your iPhone or Android or whatever else you might want, VictorStream, etc. Now, what I've found is you might as well just plug a 3.5mm audio cable if you had one directly into the headset that I pointed out previously. What I found out, particularly with the iPhone, if you plug via a 3.5mm adapter on the end of the special cable into your iPhone using the Lightning connector, the Lightning connector adapter assumes that the headset that it's attached to has an active microphone, which, of course, because you're not using the USB, doesn't, so you can't use Siri. However, if you plug your headset, so that little port on the left-hand side, directly via an audio cable into your Lightning 3.5mm adapter, and then that goes into your iPhone, the iPhone then works out that the headset is purely a headset without a mic, and it will use the internal microphone in your iPhone. So that way you can still use Siri. So that's just a bit of a tip. This particular headset is really, really fantastic. The fact that you've got those two sources. So from a Mac point of view, if I want to change my sources to what my screen reader and my Zoom is using, so for the default sound, I would go into System Preferences on the Mac, go to Sound, go to Output, and then from the table of sound devices, I would choose Arctis Game. And then I would then go, and if I really wanted to, I don't have to do this with the Mac, but if I wanted to go to the input, for the input for the microphone, I would then go to the table and choose Arctis Chat. But let's say I didn't do that, I just wanted to leave it as the general Arctis Game for the output for my audio, that music and voiceovers could use my Mac. And then when I go into Zoom, I would bring up Zoom Preferences, go into Audio, and then I would then choose the Arctis Chat to be my output audio, so my speaker, and then I would choose the Arctis Chat again to be my microphone. And of course, when you test both of those, you will get the sound coming out through the whole headset. If you just want to double check that it's all working properly, as I said, you would go to the volume controller dial, turn it all the way to the right so you don't get any sound coming out of your computer at all with your screen reader, and you should only get the test sound when you do the test speaker on Zoom. If you then want to double check that your screen reader, in my case VoiceOver, is working, you would turn the dial all the way to the left, no noise out of Zoom, and you should just get your VoiceOver, in my case your screen reader, talking to you. And if I'm not using Zoom and I'm just using my computer in general, but I would also want to listen to a bit of music, but I'll be able to adjust the volume for both sound sources for VoiceOver and, say, music. What I'll do then is I'll still have the default sound on my Mac set to Arctis Game, excuse me, but then I'll go into the VoiceOver utility via VOF8 or Control Option F8, go to Sound, and then the sound source for VoiceOver, I'll then change that from the default or the Arctis Game to Arctis Chat, which means, in effect, then when I'm listening to my audio on my PC, if I leave the volume controller at 12, it means that I'm listening to both VoiceOver and my music saying coming out of the music app or the music healing app that I've got running on my Mac for just gentle sound locally on my machine. Both sound sources are the same. If I want to concentrate more on what VoiceOver is saying, so I increase the volume for that by turning the voice controller over to the game chat more onto the right-hand side clockwise, and then I'll have a lower volume of the music playing in the background. Or if I want to increase the music volume of the music, I would then turn the dial to the left for the Arctis Game side of the controller, going anti-clockwise. And of course, that means that the overall volume of VoiceOver is then decreased. So that actually works really, really nicely. So I hope that's made some sense to you in this podcast. It's really hard because I actually can't demonstrate this headset through the mixer as such. I mean, there might be a way that I haven't found, but I thought I just want to get this podcast out and at least tell you about this headset. So again, it's called the SteelSeries, one word, Arctis, ARCTIS 5 gaming headset, and for blind or low vision folks that want to control two source audios plus have a microphone, it actually works extremely well. So as I say in all my other demo podcasts, thanks for listening and bye for now.